Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or a golf simulator when you want to relax a little bit. Beck's Commitment Rewards program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Beck's Commitment Rewards, go to beckshybrids.com and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming.
I'll tell you one thing Beck's is excited about right now. Let's look outside.
It's raining.
Look at it, nice and easy, just coming down, nice straight down. Oh, that's going to soak in nice into that Beck seed. And kaboom! We got ourselves a crop. A stand is what we have at Beck's. Those guys, I tell you what, I just see Beck's signs everywhere. I was driving, I had to go do some traveling around the state a little bit this weekend. I saw the signs everywhere.
Did you really?
And it's just incredible how they've taken off. Once they got to Goner, everything just went crazy. Thank you, Sonny.
I got to look for those signs.
Yeah,
Beck's. I saw a Beck sign right on the way back from Seward.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Right by a field.
They've taken over Nebraska.
Seriously, I did.
Yes. They've taken over Nebraska, yes. They want to get involved in NIL too, Davison. So if you want to get a hold of them, be a big part of that too.
That'd be helpful.
Be helpful. A lot of things going on out there.
Got to get players.
Got to get players, yes.
Need money.
Thank you, Trevor.
Okay, saw this from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, an exclusive interview with Jim Schlossnagel, who is a former A&M coach, now at Texas, of course, took the job the day after they lost to Tennessee in the finals.
Fort Worth Star-Telegram landed an exclusive interview.
They did, and here's from Jim Schlossnagel what he said about Trev Alberts. He says, quote, "Trev came to me the day before the regional to have a conversation. He asked me if I was frustrated. I told him that I had some frustration with how slow the ballpark process was going and that it was tough to operate without a sport administrator, but I was committed to working through it. He then made a comment to me, kind of comparing the situation of leaving his alma mater, Nebraska. He said to me, 'You know, Jim, if you ever don't feel like this is the place for you, that's okay, and it's okay to move on.' I was a little taken aback by that, and that was the moment that I began to think that maybe this wasn't going to work out. No one ever contacted me or my agent about a new contract for our staff, so I just decided to focus on getting our team to Omaha and winning." That's and Jim Schlossnagel.
Yeah, the context is Schlossnagel was voicing his frustration about the speed of renovations at their ballpark. He didn't feel like they were moving along fast enough. He wants like a Camden Yards of the college game. I had Trev's back on this whole thing. Like, Trev didn't necessarily have anything to do with it. He did have. That's an odd thing to say to a coach.
Yes.
Odd. Really odd.
Especially at that time of regionals, were they ranked second?
Yeah.
Second in the country?
Number two.
Second or first?
It's not a place
first
for you.
First or second.
Yeah, first or second. I mean, they had an incredible year, and
odd.
My view on the whole thing, if this is exactly what was said at the time, I'm way more pro Sloss right now.
Right. It's
I
odd.
Mean, if I'm sitting there, because you have to remember this, if you're sitting there going, hang on a second here, the new AD doesn't really even care that I'm here.
Right.
And I could go to a school that has 10 times the tradition, and I know the AD really well.
Yeah.
And this...
it's almost like a no-brainer for Schlossnagel.
It's not even... You wouldn't even... It's a complete no-brainer.
Right.
There's no chance that they're saying, no, I'm good. I'm fine.
Why would Trev say something like that? Now, we have the benefit of hindsight.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe Trev didn't understand exactly what he had in Schlossnagel. You know, he's very highly regarded, Schlossnagel.
But... And that'd be a poor look for Trev if he didn't know what he had.
Well, it's a B-team move. I mean, this was a bad article for Trev. Now, I don't think Trev was quoted in the article. I can't read the full article. I read it. I don't know if you read it off Yahoo. That's where I got it. You have to be a subscriber to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram to read the whole thing. I don't know if Trev was quoted. Do you have a chance to?
I did not. I don't know for sure.
For rebuttal? I mean, I'd like to hear what Trev said, but Schlossnagel's quoting him, and I don't think Schlossnagel's making that up.
That was my one of my thoughts were on the other side was, okay, was this being stretched a little bit to take the edge off of it for him? But he, you know, they quoted him, and so it makes it kind of hard to
say. Trev, what was Trev saying? No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, it's not a good look. It's a bad look. It is just a 100% bad look. That's the only way to frame it up for Trev. Why would you say that to a coach?
Before regionals.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Before regionals, particularly to a very successful coach, not only this year, but in his career, you have a really good coach, and you're essentially telling him, you know, you could leave if you want. Come on. I mean,
it'd be interesting
to
hear.
It's kind of hard for him to rebound fully from this.
Now, you hear everything from the fan base on Twitter. There's comments have been made have not been positive, obviously. It'd just be interesting to see what someone is saying from inside at A&M. What is being said there? What's going on with their thoughts of where things are going?
It appears, for those curious where this is going for the search, that Michael Early, who is the hitting coach this year for A&M, will be the next head coach for A&M. So keeping it internal. That's what it appears as of last night. Not officially yet.
They had swing and misses. That's what the report. They swung on some big timers and missed.
I wonder why. I mean, if they're building a new ballpark, that would seem to be an alluring job to me.
And the ballpark was already going.
Yeah.
The ground was broken.
Just moving slow.
So why it was moving slow
I don't know. It's an $80 million renovation.
I would imagine he probably had conversation with this old AD that now is at Ohio State. I'm sure he talked to him.
York?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he's like, what the heck's going on here? this is what just happened. Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
Ross Bjork. $80 million renovation. That's going to be a nice ballpark. $80 million? What did this thing cost over here?
I don't know. That was many years ago.
Right. $80 million renovation. That's SEC baseball. That's what that is.
But that puts you front and center. The one place you don't want to be as an AD is front and center. You don't want to be front. You don't. You want your coaches to be front and center. I have no idea who the AD was at Duke when Mike Krzyzewski was coaching.
No idea.
He was the face of it.
Me neither.
No idea.
No, you can't name many ADs. I played this game with Jake one time. ADs you can't name very often. I didn't know Troy Dannon was the Washington AD. I had no idea who he was. I can't even name the USC AD right now.
She came from Washington. I do not. She was.
Can you name the Florida AD?
Strickland? Scott Strickland? Yeah. Is that right? Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That one's one that's kind of a common one. But in general, you don't want to be the face. You're the behind the scenes. Your coaches are the face of the program.
Absolutely.
And then your players.
Absolutely.
But right now, if you talked about one thing at A&M, what would you talk about? The AD.
Mm-hmm.
He's the lead conversation right now.
You don't want that.
He's the lead conversation. You don't want that.
Schlossnagel, that quote is amazing.
It is. I'm hearing that Haymarket Park was about $32 million.
To build it.
$32 million.
Yeah. This is renovation. Now, times have changed.
They have changed.
But still, man, that's a renovation for $80 million.
For Camden Yards.
Yeah. He wants it to be like a Camden Yards setting for college. That's what he wanted before he bolted town.
We'll see if there's a rebuttal from Trev Alberts on these comments.
I'd like to see that.
Probably the best thing is, I would think, would be just, he's not going to rebuttal. He's not going to just try to move on. It was, what are we saying here? A week from now, life moves on.
Pretty much.
So sometimes you're better off just to be like, just let life move on.
I wonder if, this one might fester a little longer.
You come back with a he said, she said deal. Have you gotten rebuttals on this before when you were doing journalism?
Oh, sure. I mean,
So at this time, right now, you're trying to get a hold of Trev.
Oh, absolutely. And ask him about the Schlossnagel. It's due diligence. You have to get his side of it. And they probably tried. And Trev probably just said, I'm not going to get into that. But this, it might fester a little longer than Trev wants because of the time of year. You know, if this was September and there were games next week or things going on, which there's not. Yeah. There's the hot dog eating contest. Is that coming up on 4th of July?
It is. Without Joey Chestnut, of course, it won't be the same for those who like to watch that.
Yeah. But there's not much going on. So it might fester a little longer than he would want down there in College Station.
Yeah, it's going to fester. It was remarkable reading. It really was.
I was shocked by it.
When I read it, I was like, wow, that is a...
That's damning.
Before regionals.
Yeah.
If you feel like you need to go someplace else.
If you know Trev, and I know him. I've known him for years. I can hear him say that. I can literally hear his voice saying that.
You know, Jim.
Well, the way... And also, like you said, and the way... He compared it to leaving Nebraska. So then my question is with that, did someone come to Trev at Nebraska?
Say, so, you know, you,
you
can,
know, Trev, if you want to, yeah. I understand it. If you want to leave, go ahead.
I don't know.
He said he was comparing the situation.
Well, he said, Schlossnagel said that. I couldn't get that part. Who knows? But Trev's in it. Trev has a rebuttal right now. Yeah. I don't know how he could rebut it.
But it appears that Michael Early, the hitting coach, would be the next head coach.
That's really underwhelming.
Well, he's liked there. They hit pretty dang well in A&M these past couple years, so it's worked out for him. Up next, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.